Why did he do it? So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. How many? Everyone, see that takes away from you blaming somebody else or saying, can no one stop me? I don't care if you don't believe it. I don't care if she doesn't believe it. I don't care if he doesn't. I don't care if whoever's in this position doesn't. Do not believe this. But if I believe it, he promised me, Jimmy, you will have everlasting life and you'll never perish. But listen to this. Because see, some of you are going to say, he's just telling people they can sin like they want to. But listen. This is what it put people in bondage. You tell them they got to perform. They got to do this. Even people go out to witness to others. This kind of stuff come out of their mouth. Well, if you give up that smoking, God will save you. I ain't never read that in the scripture. And see, some of your thoughts running through your mind, he's pushing smoking. I ain't never said that. I'm pushing Jesus. If you quit that hoeing around, God will save you. And all he'll save you while you hoeing around. You get some Jesus in you, you're hoeing around or going around. Clean away from you. But we think we have to perform. And we have put peoples in bondage. And that's why people don't want to come to church and don't want to hear the gospel. Because we call ourselves preaching Jesus and we preaching something Jesus told us not to. I want to ask you a question then, since we're over in this. What did Jesus say to that woman they caught in adultery? You old whore, get away from me. Come on now. Let's get real with this, okay? What did Jesus do? Yeah, you fellas, you got your stone. Go ahead and put it on. Oh, she a old whore. Come on now. Now, Jesus said, I won't. And when they first said, he stooped down and rolled on the ground. Then when he stood up, he said, as they did all this talking about what the law said. You know it's the law. You know, if you're going to live under the law, all you're going to do is live in bondage. The law has never freed no one. But he stood up. You know what he said? You without sin cast the first stone. That's what he said, didn't he? Come on, y'all. You without sin cast the first stone. So you are talking about that old whore. What you doing? I told you that you're going to be thinking, but that your thinking going to get it's going to get straightened out before I finish. Amen. It's what love has done. And it's what love would do if you receive it. So Jesus is not going to come back and do anything because when he came the first time, he did everything. Are you listening to me? I say he's not going to come back and do something about your sins. My sins. your failure, your weakness, and your trouble, whatever you are experiencing. Because when he came the first time, he did everything. So why would he have to come back and just to come back when he already done everything? There's nothing else to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, here's what happened. He done everything. Now listen to this. Let's read a little bit, okay? John, Gospel 15:12, Passion Translation. Y'all put that up. Get it up quick as you can. John, Gospel 15:12. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's do this. Then I want to back up. Listen to what 12 says. So this is my command. What is his command? This is my command, that love each other deeply. Love each other how?
Deeply.
This is my command. What is a command? A command is something that you have no choice in the matter, and there's no retreat from it. So write that down so you forget it. I'm going to say it again so you can get it. A command is something that you have no choice in the matter, and there's no retreat from it. When I was in the United States Army, that had been over 50 years ago. That's amazing. Looked like it was just a few years ago. If it's over 50 years, that means I'm over 50. Yes. And I can remember now, just as vividly now, as that when I was there in my 20s. We would come to formation, they would say, attention! I knew exactly what to do. And I was supposed to have my feet turn 80, 45 degree angle like that. And I knew exactly what to do. If I stood there with my hand folded, there were consequences. I knew when they gave that command, my job was to come to attention at that position like that. So, this is my command. This is what I'm telling you. I didn't suggest this to you. This is not a suggestion. This is not your choice. This is what I command. Why is it that he can make such command? We'll find out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love each other deeply. If I love you deeply, what would I say behind your back? What would I tell others about you? If I love you deeply, then he didn't stop there. He even put a little more impact on it. As much as I have loved you. How deeper? As much as I have loved you. That means I have no evil thing to say about you. What have you done evil? That's not my thing to talk about. My thing is to love you and to pray for you and speak good things over you and to speak correcting words that will enlighten you. But to get behind your back and talk about you, but to let you know when you are out of line with the word, then it's my job to tell you that's not what the word said. But to call you old hut, old slut, old scoundrel and all of this and all of that. That's not my job. Those words should never be in my mouth.
Amen.